Where it says in Daf Yud Aleph and Alpha, Mashmuel my time of the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon that you could be gaiva from the Chasim Shubadim, even if it does not say that there's a Chayis? So the Gemara says, Savri Achrayis Toy Sefer. They hold that Achrayis is Toy Sefer, which means, as Rashi explains, Kishenu Kasa Bishtar Sefer Ushata, Avazelo Lavalo Maisa Blachayis, Blachayis, the Chasim Do Shadi Yinaj is a Bichti. So Dr. Rashi, even though it doesn't say Achrayis, that doesn't mean that he didn't mean to be Mechayiv him. B'achrayus avad he did, because a person is not going to lend money b'chti in a way that he's not able to get it back. So we assume that he was mishabed his karkais, and the reason why it's not in the shtar is because the sefer forgot. That's what it means, achrayus ta sefer, and therefore he could be gaiva from mishubadim. The achranim asked Akasha, the Shar Mishpat and others, that l'chay, you don't need a command to this whole din of achrayus ta sefer to explain the shita of the Rabbana. Because really we hold that when the shibud is chal, if you hold shibud d'oraisa, the shibud is chal on the karkais, automatically the shibud is chal on the karka. And the only reason why normally the halacha is mil lapeh, is not gaiva from mishubadim, that's a tekanas chachamim, because of pseudah de lakuchas. And the mashenka by milva b'shtar, where you have a cold, there's no pseudah de lakuchas, and therefore it's gaiva from mishubadim. But if not for the tekanas chachamim, even a mil lapeh would be gaiva from lakuchas. So you just need the shtar to create the kol. So over here, where you have a kol, where you have a shtar, you have the kol. So even though it doesn't say that there's a chayis, you don't need to say it. Let you be gaiva from the mishubadim. Else the ikar din, the milva b'shtar is gaiva from mishubadim. Once there's no chashash of pseid lekuchas, because the milva is now b'shtar. So why do you need a command b'chol to this whole din of a chayis to a cipher? So the summer chadavari answer, the Shar Mishpataki says that maybe this is shmul l'shita, so the whole shibud is lav d'oraisa. Therefore, he needs to command to this chiddush of a chayis to a cipher. But those arguing Shmuel and Echanami, they don't need it. You just go with Etzem Din Shibud. But other Acharim want to say, the Chamda Shalom and others, they want to say that you see from here a Chiddush, that the Din of Shibud Adaraisa is not something that's Chal Meimela. It's only Chal if the Leiva is Mechavin to be Meshabin himself. If he wants to be Meshabin himself, then the Shibud is going to be Chal. But without a Lehedi Deka Kavanah that he wants to be Meshabin, then it wouldn't be Chal. So over here, unless we would say Achasta Sefer and we could assume that he was Mechavin to Meshabin himself, it wouldn't be Chal in Hastam. Because the whole din shibud d'oraisa is only because he was mishabed himself, but if not. So therefore, he needed to come on to the din of achrayus to a sefer to tell us in his stomach he was mechaven to be mishabed himself. Now, just al tzinyani the yaima is an interesting thing that the benegia to this din of achrayus to a sefer, sort of a play on the words, to do with it that around Purim time, many people write like a maseches Purim, sort of a gemara with the mishnayos, gemara, Rashi, and Taisus, which is al derech the Gemara. It looks like regular Gemara, but it's al derech tzchaik. It has to do with inyanim of Purim. And I saw brought down that this stipler, when he was a bachar, actually wrote such a maseches Purim, and he hung it up on the wall in the Navardic yeshiva where he learned in Navardic in Europe, and he put up this maseches Purim to be mechazik the oilam, I guess, with derech tzchaik around Purim time. This is something that's brought down by Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger in the Pnina Rabbeinu Kiel Yaakov. He heard this from his uncle Zev Chachek, who heard it from Rav Tzion Brook, who was the Rishiva Navardik, and this is something that was seen on the wall in Navardik Yeshiva when the stipler was a bacher. So the stipler wrote a Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this: it says, "Ein baitchen loy ben chasim she'ela machrayis loy ben chasim she'ela machrayis ela be misha amar v'haya oilam." You can't have bitachin in the chasim she'ela machrayis. You can't trust your nechasim, whether it's karka, whether it's metaltolin. The only person you can trust is misha amar v'haya oilam. We can only trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Mishnah. And then after the Mishnah, there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Tnan in baitchen mechulei, amar ab nevarduka achrayus tais kaifer." So that was the line of the Gemara, achrayus is tais kaifer. Play on the words over here, achrayus tais kaifer. And then in Rashi it says, "Achrayus misha kein noisen v'sam achrayus al nechasim hariu kaifer." Somebody who does put his achrayus on the nechasim is a kaifer, and that was the point he was trying to bring out, that you can't have put your bitacha on your achrayus on the nechasim, only put it in the ribono shel olam, and if you put your achrayus and the Nechasa Macharis is Tais Kaifer, that's the Tais of a Kaifer, and that's how we use Mechazik L'Olam, B'derech Tzchaik, L'Chavad Purim, Al Derech L'Gemar over here, B'Acharis Tais Kaifer.